Thank you for calling SBO Logistics. This is Horton speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling to check on the status of an appointment I have with you guys today. The appointment window was an installation from 2 to 4, and we haven't heard, so just wanted to check on it.
All right, give me one moment. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Go ahead with the order number.
I don't have an order number on me. I'm at work right now.
Can I get the telephone number?
Yeah, try 313-673-2288.
All right, just bear with me one moment. It takes a minute or two to look by the telephone number, so just bear with me.
All right, thank you. Oh, okay, sounds good. Thanks, Tom.
Yes, Bell, me still look for the telephone number, okay? Still searching in the system.
Okay. They haven't said anything yet, but if you can wait just in case they want to go. It doesn't matter. I can get them through track if need be.
All right. Can I have your first and last name? Can you verify the address?
Yeah, it's Nathan Mosley, and the address is 9612 Tennyson Drive in Plymouth, Michigan.
Thank you. Let's see. This for your dishwasher?
Yes.
They say you scheduled March 3rd.
So Best Buy told us that it was today, and I got a call yesterday that said 2 to 4 today.
All right, give me one moment. Let me see something else. Let me see if there's another order in the system. Give me one moment. I'm not sure where your dishwasher is supposed to be today. And my system is showing this March 3rd.
I mean, so there were some guys that showed up at my house this morning for a haul away, which was supposed to happen when the installation happened. But I mean, I have emails from
that probably was GeekSwap
from Best Buy. But then you guys called me last night and told me that you'd be at my house today between 2 and 4 to install the dishwasher.
Would your order be up on another telephone number?
I mean, you can try a different one. You can try 313-333-3745.
Wait, give me one moment. Let me see that one. Just bear with me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's still looking.
Okay.
Okay, it's nothing pulled up under that number.
Yeah, I mean that was a different phone number. Like the one that you guys called me on is that 6731. So there's nobody. I mean, does it even show that there was supposed to be a hallway this morning?
No, man. No, sir. If you had a hallway, that's probably with Best Buy themselves, Geek Squad.
Okay.
It wasn't with
us. And then you guys have an installation.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the call that I got last night saying that someone was going to be at my house between 2 and 4 today? I mean, that call came from XPO.
And see, that I'm not seeing in the system because I don't see any updates in the system.
Okay, I understand that, but can you tell me why you would have called me then to tell me that someone was going to be at my house today?
I don't see where we actually place a call to you, sir.
I understand that you don't see it. I'm telling you that it happened. Like, regardless of what it's showing or not, I got a call from you guys. Because all I did to call you today was go to that recent call on my phone and hit call back.
And see, I'm not sure what that call, where them calls come from.
I mean, it came from you guys.
I don't show in the system where we sent your call, sir.
But it happened. I'm telling you it happened. I talked to somebody yesterday from this phone number. So why would I have got a call about an appointment that Best Buy said that I have, then you guys confirmed, and now it's not showing up?
Sir, in my system, your installation is scheduled for March 3rd.
Yeah, I know you said that, but I want to know what happened then with this phone call last night where there's a confirmation that someone's going to be at my house today, and now you're saying that it's not there. Like, how does that happen?
Sir, there's nowhere in my system say that we gave you a call.
I'm telling you what actually happened. Okay,
sir,
I understand that it's not in your system.
You need to reach out to Best Buy to see what's going on with your order. We have you scheduled for March 3rd.
But you guys called me yesterday. I just want to understand, like, what that was about then.
Sir, you need to contact Best Buy.
But you guys are the ones who called me. Your company,
you will need
not
to contact,
Best Buy.
You will need to contact Best Buy, sir.
And do what? What exactly am I supposed to do?
You'll need to contact Best Buy about your order.
That's not helpful. You're not giving me any additional information. You're just telling
sir,
me that it didn't happen when it did
I
happen.
I provided you with the information that I see before me. You're not accepting the information. You'll need to contact Best Buy for the information.
But what about this call from you guys? I mean, what
sir,
am I supposed
you'll
to
need
tell
to
Best Buy?
You need to reach out to Best Buy. We did not place a call to you, sir.
It came from the number that I called you on. That's the number that called me. So is that a Best Buy number or is that an XPO number?
That's a generated number, sir. You need to reach out to Best Buy. We have you scheduled for March 3rd for your installation.
Okay, so, but do you have any reason why I would have gotten a call that about something that doesn't seem to exist?
Sir, I don't see any records of us giving you a call. Your order was just created on the 22nd. We have not even assigned your order to a technician yet. So I'm not sure who gave you that phone call. You'll need to reach out to Best Buy. If you got a phone call saying you were scheduled today, we don't have you in our system whatsoever. So you'll need to reach out for them for further information.
But this is where the call came from. Like, someone from your company called me, and you guys seem to have no interest in taking responsibility for that. I'm going to call Best Buy. Don't worry. This has been going on for a month now, trying to figure it out with them. And it seemed like it was going to happen. So I'm just frustrated about the fact that your company called me last night to say that they will be at my house today. And whether that happened or not is regardless. It seems to no longer exist. And that's confusing to me. And it's frustrating. So I'm just trying to figure out how that possibly happens.
Sir, you'll need to reach out to Best Buy.
That's really all you got for me? I mean, nothing? There's no interest in being helpful in this situation?
Sir, I explained the situation to you. I do apologize that you're not accepting the information that I'm giving you, but that's all the information
I have
for you.
No, you're not accepting the information that I'm giving you. Like,
sir,
you're not even listening to me.
If there's nothing else that I can do for you, I do thank you for calling Espiologist, and you have a great day.
Unbelievable.